It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Severe weather is on the way for Atlanta for much of the day. Laura Belanger is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in the Peachtree City office. Laura, welcome and thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome.
Let's start with the timing of this. We're already going to see showers in the early part of the morning, but when will we see the most severe stuff early in the day?
Yeah, like you mentioned, we already have a severe thunderstorm watch that's in place for portions of west central Georgia until 9 a.m. And this activity is going to continue to ramp up, increase in coverage and intensity through the day today. We're calling them separate waves, but we're seeing three sort of bands of activity that's expected. And right now we're seeing that first band through the morning hours. We'll see another through late morning, through the afternoon, and then probably the most intense period of activity is going to be through the afternoon and into the evening hours, as really we get the most instability of the day.
Now, a lot of folks might think, well, we just had severe weather a couple of days ago. Is this any worse than that?
Absolutely. So right now, the Storm Prediction Center uses a five-tier system to indicate the severity of the hazards that we're looking at. Today, we are on that tier number four, a moderate risk. The last time Georgia had a moderate risk was back at the end of January, where we had 40 tornadoes in a two-day period. We were only in a slight risk or in an enhanced risk on Monday. So this is going to be more significant than we saw on Monday. We're expecting more widespread severe activity.
Now that means wind, hail, power outages, all of the above?
Absolutely. Right now, we're already seeing some large hail reports this morning, and particularly back in Alabama. These storms are moving into our area. They had 2.5-inch diameter hail size, so that's pretty significant. Large hail is a possibility, damaging winds, but significantly, we are considering one of our big hazards, the potential for tornadoes today. And then on top of that, there's also a chance for some flash flooding, especially along the I-20 corridor. So we've got kind of all four things going for us today.
And this will last off and on throughout the day?
Yeah, we will see some breaks. It's not going to be thunderstorming the entire day for a particular location, but we will have decent coverage across the entire state through the day. So someone will have thunderstorms at any moment through the day, and we can just expect this to be one of these gloomy, stormy days.
Now, a lot of folks who look at weather radar a lot when they see it on television or something like that will think, oh, it's like this big band that's coming through. Is this one of those sort of classic continuous lines, or is it these little storms that are very powerful by themselves but might not form that classic front line?
Yeah, right now, the way the models are depicting the activity for today, we've got a little bit more of this scattered coverage this morning. We've got various features at play here with warm fronts and cold fronts and different boundaries. And so we will see more of a line of activity potentially develop late this evening as the actual cold front pushes through. But all of the activity up until that point likely will not have that typical line feature to it.
One other thought, of course, is preparation. Obviously, if there are going to be power outages more numerous than we saw a couple of days ago, you know, batteries and other kinds of preparation. But if you actually see severe weather, a lot of us have heard what you're supposed to do, but we might not have put it into our memories. What are the things to do if you see severe weather on the way?
If we've gone ahead and we have issued any kind of warning, a severe thunderstorm warning, you want to make sure you're indoors. You know, that means damaging winds. Those can sometimes be wind speeds as high as we see in tornadoes. So be prepared to go inside, hail as well. Now, if we issue a tornado warning, it's very important that you know where to go very quickly. A lot of times we don't have a lot of lead time with tornado warnings just because the nature of how these are forming in the state of Georgia. So it's very important to know in advance where you need to go, Go ahead and put things like bike helmets and tennis shoes, your car keys, or, you know, if you've got little kids, snacks or maybe some activities if you think you'll have to shelter in place for an extended period of time. But then, of course, also have cell phone chargers, flashlights, you know, as needed, candles, something to light them with. That's all very important to have in preparation. You know, it's very likely that we will see a tornado watch issued at some point today. And so go ahead and get that stuff at that point and not waiting until the tornado warning is actually issued.
And if it's if the severe weather is imminent, where are the safest places to go to increase your chances of survival?
Yeah, so if there is a tornado warning that's issued, you want to make sure you go to an interior room. You're putting as many walls between you and the outside of your home as possible. You want to make sure that's on the lowest floor, whether that's the basement or the first floor of a home. If you have things like a hall bathroom that's in the middle of the home, or maybe a closet under the stairs, those are rooms that have a little bit more structure to the walls, and that will add another layer of protection.
Laura Belanger is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Peachtree City. Laura, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Stay safe today.